Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Ministries. I'm also the pastor of Eastview Baptist Church. Be sure to check out our website at hisvision.org. It's so good to see you on this Monday in a new week. A couple of weeks ago, I had spoke in our Nugget series about being still and really just taking rest. And the Holy Spirit of God keeps drawing me back to the fact that we need to rest as Christians. And so I'm going to take this week and continue in a different set of nuggets, of course, living in the rest of Christ. That's what I'm going to entitle this series this week. And so today is day number one. It's Monday. And we're going to look here and we're going to talk on the call that comforts. That's what I'm entitling today's nugget. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. I'm just going to read this first part. It says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You know, there are a few invitations in Scripture that are more tender, personal, and filled with hope than the simple yet profound words that say, "Come unto me." You know, Jesus doesn't extend His call, and I told our church this just the other day, He doesn't extend it to the strongest or the most qualified or the most deserving or even those that appear to have everything in life together. Friend, instead He invites all ye that labor and are heavy laden. My friend, His call reaches out not just to the successful, but to the strained. Not to the triumphant, but also to the tired. And listen, those who pretend to have everything in order, let me say this. But to those who are honest enough to admit they do not, listen, this is a profound invitation. This profound invitation here is a reflection of His heart for those who find themselves burdened. That term there that we see that is labored in the Greek language, that refers to exhausting toil, whether it's something mental or emotional or even physical. Heavy laden in the passage signifies the burdens that are placed upon us by other people, by circumstances, and even by life itself. And so Jesus speaks directly to the weary soul who has fought battles that remain unforeseen, cried tears that go uncounted, and carried leads to have never been shared with anyone else, whatever that may be. Listen, friend, if this resonates with your experience, I want you to know His invitation is not only relevant to your circumstance, it's urgent and it's essential. Listen, Christ's call is not directed toward a concept, a command, or even a church structure. It is an invitation to a person. The resolution to your burdens is not found in an improved strategy or some method, but it's in an intimate relationship with the Savior. That's King Jesus. Friend, His command is both simple. It's deeply supernatural. He says, come. Come with your stress. Come with your spiritual exhaustion. Come with your heartbreak. Come with your sin. Come with your shame. Come with your struggles. Listen, you are encouraged to come, even if you feel unworthy. Because He is the one who makes you worthy. He does not say, come to me and I will critique you. Nor does He say here, come to me and earn rest through your performance. No, my friend, rather, He offers rest. You know, grace is always about giving what effort cannot earn. And so Jesus presents here a divine exchange. And that is your burden for His blessing. Your heaviness for His healing, and your weariness for His rest. And so this invitation is a profound promise of relief and even renewal. Listen, the rest that He offers, it's more than mere relief. It's restoration, and it encompasses forgiveness for the guilty, peace for the anxious, clarity for the confused, strength for the weak, and hope for the brokenhearted. And more importantly, let me say this, rest is not the absence of problems. Rather, it is the presence of Christ amidst whatever problems we have. Listen, when He declares, I will give you rest, He's making a promise that nothing less than the gift of Himself. And so today, listen, if you feel as though you've been carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, today is the opportunity to respond to His call. You know, He stands ready, not with condemnation, but with compassion. Not with rejection, but with redemption. And not with judgment, but with joy. Friend, I want you to know His arms are wide open, His heart is available, and His rest is prepared for you. So today, on this Monday, beginning today, cease your running, striving, or merely surviving in your own strength, because Jesus is calling you personally. He's calling you powerfully, and He's calling you presently. Will you come? Friend, let me pray for you on this Monday. Lord Jesus, thank You for inviting us into Your rest. Lord, we confess our weariness, our burdens, and our attempts to carry life on our own. Today, we come to You with honesty and humility. Lord, grant us the rest that only You can provide. Heal our hearts, strengthen our spirits, and quieten our mind. Lord, teach us to live in the peace of Your presence. It's in Your precious name that I pray. Amen. Friend, thank you again for joining again today for these Daily Nuggets. I want to encourage you to be sure to check out our website at hisvision.org. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and we'll see you, Lord willing, again on Tuesday.